Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Peeper Seed Farms in Enid have three great varieties that can help you succeed as you plant wheat this fall. Joe Peeper is featuring Smith's Gold bred by Oklahoma State, as well as SY Monument and SY Flint from AgriPro. All three of these varieties have good milling and making characteristics, as well as great agronomics to help you be successful. Give Joe Peeper a call, 580-541-1949 for more details. Peeper Seed Farms in Enid. They've got the seed wheat that'll help you succeed. 580-541-1949.
Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th, it's the 35th Annual Ranch Rodeo, hosted by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Come see cowboys from 12 historic Oklahoma ranches compete for bragging rights in 5 events, all in support of the Children's Hospital Foundation. The games begin at 7 p.m., but get there early to shop the trade show or hang out all day Saturday for the Ranch Horse Competition and Kids Dummy Roping. Reserve your tickets today at LazyE.com or call 800-595-RIDE. That's 800-595-RIDE.
Well, cash cattle trade continues to remain undeveloped going into midweek, with both sides looking for additional direction. Given the aggressive rally in beef values over the past 10 days, feedlot managers are even more unwilling to back away from initial asking prices. Packers continue to focus on the reduced packing capacity due to Tyson's plant shutdown in Kansas, but if the weekend schedules increase, most of, if not all, of the production losses likely will be made up. Now, with two consecutive triple-digit gains, the hog futures have the potential to spark additional underlying support and move further away from long-term support levels. Markets remain oversold, leaving additional room for prices to roam before hitting significant resistance levels, which should spark morning buyer support. Now, the uncertainty comes in knowing just how deep buyer interest remains at these current price levels. Continued softness in pork values has added even more uncertainty to the complex and will likely limit the consistency of market gains through the end of the week. Moving on to the grains, the wheat markets are mostly weaker as Minneapolis continues to work sideways to lower, awaiting the Northern Plains spring wheat harvest when that really kicks into gear. Producers are facing wet wheat across the Dakotas, with Mother Nature providing high humidity and a lack of heat to aid in dry down. A significant amount of harvest will take place in September this year, leaving precious little time for movement of either small grain or old fall crops to prepare for corn and soybean harvest in 30 to 45 days. While slightly higher corn prices overnight following the steep reversal posted yesterday, which saw December corn make fresh three-month lows, futures reacted negatively to the official statement from the Poet announcing that they were closing their Cloverdale, Indiana ethanol plant, which consumes 30 million bushels annually. We're going to take a look at all the futures when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, live cattle futures, October was up 177 at $100. December up 110 yesterday at 104.82. September feeder cattle up 90 cents, 133.72. October up 47, 133.65. October hogs up 95 cents, 64.97. Kansas City wheat, September down 4.5 yesterday, 386.75. December down 4.75 at 402. Chicago wheat, September down 5.5, 460. December was down 6 cents at 466.5. September corn down 5.5 cents, 359.5. December down 5.75 at 368.75. September soybeans up 1.75 at 855.75. November's up 1.75 at 868.25 penny. December cotton down 10 cents, 59.14.
And K101.